Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on LiveParanormal.com and History FM. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
This is Dana Workman from Haunted Highway on Sci-Fi, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com. Boom.
This is Bill Murphy of Sci-Fi Channel's Fact or Fake Paranormal Files, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
Hi, this is paranormal investigator and empath Don Staggs, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
This is intuitive and remote viewer Harvey Althaus, and I want to wish the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, congratulations on 7 years of broadcasting on LiveParanormal.com. Way to go, Sophia. You rock.
This is True TV's haunting evidence investigator, Patrick Burns.
And ghost huntress author, Marley Gibson.
And you're listening to Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli.
Hey everybody, this is Rex Williams, the medic from Destination Truth. And you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia, on LiveParanormal.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Belanger, host of 30-Odd Minutes, founder of GhostVillage.com, and author of lots of your favorite paranormal books, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia, on LiveParanormal.com. Boo!
This is Nick Groff, executive producer of Ghost Adventures, the original documentary in Ghost Adventures, season 1 through 10, and executive producer of Ghost Stalkers, author of Chasing Spirits, the building of the Ghost Adventures crew, and founder of NickGroffTours.com. You are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com. Tune in.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
Congratulations to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, for celebrating 7 years of broadcasting on LiveParanormal.com.
It's the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli Show on LiveParanormal.com. And this is the last week, absolute last week, we can utilize those audio bites, because today it is 7 years of broadcasting for the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com. Congratulations, Sophia. Yet next week will be 8 years of broadcasting for the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com. I want to thank the president of the communications department at the University of Laverne for providing those audio bites each and every year. That's Mike Laponis. He's at mikesvo.com. That's mikesvo.com for our fellow broadcasters out there that like any voiceover work. And he already cut the 8-year broadcasting. So I'm going to edit those, tweak those throughout the week with Sophia. And congratulations, Sophia. Big, big milestone here. 8 years of broadcasting coming up next week. So you're doing a fantastic job. You've helped a lot of people with your broadcast, and it's continuing forward. We have a lot of great guests coming up. Thank you, Rob Sarek, for providing this format each and every week. Also, too, to all of our moderators. Thank you guys so much throughout the years for patching us through at live events when we couldn't get any internet feed at sane asylums, hospitals, things like that. You patched us through and got us in. So thank you guys so much for all your effort with this show throughout the years. And thank you to the audience, too, and all the loyal listeners that have been supporting Sophia's show. Thank you all. Today, we welcome back psychic remote viewer and author of both My Paranormal Obsession, One Man's Journey, The Awakening of a Seer, Rick Wade. Everyone visit Facebook, Rick Wade. That's W-A-I-D. So Rick Wade on Facebook. Also to Twitter, at Rick Wade 1. Instagram, Rick underscore Wade. Coming up next Saturday, we have the ghost host Sophia Temporelli, of course, celebrating 8 years of broadcasting for her anniversary show next week, as well White Phosphorus Pictures owner, Montauk Chronicles producer, History Channel's Dark Files host, and upcoming host of the new series. He's the talent with Travel Channel's new upcoming show, Strange World. It's Christopher Garitano. He'll be on the program next Saturday, the 8th. So you don't want to miss any of these upcoming broadcasts. If you miss anything, archive shows, they're available as free MP3 iTunes downloads immediately following the broadcast. And as well, check out the membership packages here on My Paranormal. They start as low as $2.99 a month. Rob Sarek, the site founder, he's great at rewarding the audience. So a lot of books by some of your favorite paranormal authors, all autographed, lithos, things of that type. He's great at rewarding the members here on My Paranormal. Support the vendors here on Live Paranormal, too, as well. And like the ghost host Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com Facebook fan page to learn about the guests as we learn of them real time. We post them there. Tonight, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, Beyond the Screen and Ghostlight Radio, as well as monthly Mondays right here. Chip Coffee of Aney's Paranormal State and Psychic Kids, as well as Ben Hansen, Amy Goodwin, David M. Roundtree, Stefan Brigatti, Andy and Michelle Kopic, Ken Gearhard, and many more right here on this very network. And we have here, and coming up again next week, celebrating 8 years on air, we have the ghost host, Sophia. Congratulations coming up.
Thank you. Hey.
Well, you're doing a fantastic job. And 8 years, that mom and dad couldn't be proud of you. And either to also as well the audience. So you're doing a fantastic job, Sophia.
Thank you. It's been an amazing almost 8 years. And, yeah, I can't wait to see what's next. It's been awesome doing the radio show, and I just love doing it.
Well, I can give a little hint to that. You have a lot of great guests on the including today, no doubt today as well. But, yeah, great lineup of guests coming up, and you're going to be sailing into 8 years of broadcasting, and it's just amazing. So tell us about our guests returning to the show today, Sophia.
Today we welcome back psychic remote viewer and author of both My Paranormal Obsession, One Man's Journey, and The Awakening of a Seer, Rick Wade. Everyone visit Facebook, Rick Wade, Twitter, at Rick Wade 1, Instagram, Rick underscore Wade. Let's welcome him back into the show.
Okay, let's see here. Rick, are you there?
What's up?
Hey
Rick.
Thank
you so much for coming on.
Hey, how's it going? Congratulations, Sophia. How you doing?
Thank you, Rick. I'm doing good. Thank you so much for coming on today. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good, doing good, doing great. I actually got a good event tonight. It's going to be happening here a few hours from now. I actually have a paranormal event, psychic readings, and an old jail in Allegan, Michigan. So it's supposed to get some really crazy storms tonight, so the activity is probably going to be off the hook.
That's awesome. Do you want to tell everyone a little bit about the event and, you know, any upcoming events that you may have?
Oh, sure, yeah. Actually, tonight's going to be in Allegan, Michigan at the old jail. That's from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. And then I have another event June 29th, which is another sold-out show. And that's at the Old Jail Sheriff's House in Crown Point, Indiana. And then I have another event July 19th at the Old Mill Museum in Dundee, Michigan. August 17th, I'll be at the Spook Show Con in Illinois. September 28th, I'll be Hunt the Town in Crown Point, Indiana again. And then October 25th, I'm going to be rocking out October 25th and 26th. I'll be rocking out the Cabin on 360 in Mechanicsville, Virginia. I'll be offering a ghost hunt for Halloween. So it's going to be ghost hunt reading, and this place is supposed to be off the hook, totally haunted. Sometimes investigators actually have to walk out the actual place because the activity is too much. So I'll be having hopefully having a TV crew watching and actually being part of this. So it's going to be pretty awesome.
Well, that's awesome. They sound like great events. Where can everyone buy tickets for the events and, you know, find out more information on times?
They're very easy. I have these events on Facebook. You just have to look them up on those dates, and then you'll be able to see them. They can actually pay through my PayPal at rwaid46@gmail.com. I always bring extra fun for the events. I always do readings. I always do the ghost hunts, and I do giveaways. So I usually have gift baskets, gift cards, or I have books I give away too. So I make it fun for everybody as much as I can.
Definitely. You do make everything a lot of fun. I know my mom loves watching your Facebook Live videos, so you always brighten her day with those.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So speaking of, you know, you doing readings and everything, how do you kind of get impressions on people, and how do you kind of, are you able to read locations? Do you get impressions like empathically? Do you see full figural apparitions? How do you kind of get the readings?
Let me explain a little bit. I'll explain a little bit to you how I actually, well, how I connect with past loved ones. Basically, I connect with their energy when they were alive. So, for instance, what I do is I feel that, you know, they have a spirit guide. I have a spirit guide. They connect together, and then I get information about that individual. That's how I feel I get my information. If it's a building, all I do is I connect. Everything has energy, everything, rocks, trees, everything is made of energy. I connect with that energy, and then information is actually given to me. It's almost like everything has an outlet. I plug into the outlet with my energy, and then everything's downloaded to me. Then I start seeing images. I start hearing actual voices from my spirit guides, and then I start receiving information.
Mm-hmm. And how did you kind of discover that you did have these abilities, and what was that like for you kind of, you know, going through life figuring out how to use them?
Well, I'll tell you what, it was actually very emotional. When I first started out, you know, I honestly prayed to God. I pray to God every day. I used to watch all these other readers. I used to watch John Edwards. I used to watch many of the top readers out there, Sylvia Brown. And I used to actually take some of their advice. I would take some of their advice. Matter of fact, Sylvia Brown said on one of her shows, if you really want to be psychic, tell it to yourself every day for 1 year that you want to be psychic. I want to be psychic. And then honestly, after that year, things would start happening. Well, you know, I did do that before I even had any gifts. I did do that. Was that part of my actual ability? It could have been. But, you know, I do have Cherokee Indian in my family. So I feel that it's handed down from my family because my mom had the ability, my brother and sister. So I think, you know, the thing is I actually prayed. Whenever I first started, I could not connect with an individual. I could not connect with a building. I actually could only see objects around people. That's what I connected with first. I was seeing objects around people. I didn't understand what it was, but I was told later on it was remote viewing. So I started out with actually doing that. But then I prayed, and I prayed, and I prayed to God every day. And I said, Dear Lord, let me see if I can connect with an actual person's past loved one. And it took years. And then finally it just started happening. Mm-hmm. Same thing with past lives. It just started happening. Things just started coming to me. And it was actually direct connect information. It was actually connecting with the individual that's actually asking for the reading. So, which was just a wonderful, wonderful experience. But it was emotional for me. Because, and it actually, you know, took a toll on me whenever I actually made a connection to somebody. I actually was feeling their energy, and I didn't know what that was about until I actually learned that I was an empath. And I can actually feel other people's feelings. So while they're crying over the reading, I'm actually bursting in tears. So I was feeling everything. I was actually feeling what was going on in their own bodies. You know, they was having heart issues. I was actually having heart issues. Now they was actually hurt their ankle. I actually felt like I hurt my ankle. It was an amazing experience what was happening to me. It got to a point where I was able to heal my own pain for about 1 month. Somehow that gift was given to me for 1 month. I hurt my knee one time, and then I actually touched it and asked God to take the pain away, and actually the pain went away instantly. This happened to me for 1 month. I can't do it now. I can't do it now. I don't know what happened, but I don't know what I triggered at that during that month time frame. But anytime I had pain, it actually went away by just praying to God, and it took it away. So So he took it away. So, you know, I've had some amazing experiences in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've read over 9,000 people. I've helped on over 25 missing person cases. You know, did I find an individual? No, I have not. I've never found an individual. I've given clues and information about where the body was found or about the actual situation on the case. But I've never found an actual person that was missing. But I have helped in many ways. So, you know, I've had, like I said, amazing experiences. I've actually seen things that happen right in front of my eyes, seen things whenever I asked on command, things would happen. So, you know, I've lived a really, really fun and enjoyable life with this gift that I have.
Definitely. And what kind of, I know you said that you asked every day to be able to have a psychic ability, but what initially led you to want to develop an ability?
Well, because I watch other people, you know. Whenever I first got on Facebook, I watched other mediums and other psychics make connections to pictures of past loved ones. You know, I actually watched many TV series and watched how they connected with past loved ones. I wanted that gift. I wanted to help people. That's what I wanted to do. So that was the number one thing for me. But, you know, the thing is, I got a little obsessed. I got obsessed with that, and it caused a lot of problems because I just wanted to read people 24/7. Next thing you know, I was reading 7 to 10 people daily. It was taking all my time and energy, and honestly, it was making me sick. It was actually making me depressed because I was being pulled in every direction from everybody all over the world. I got to the point where I was 2,000 to 3,000 readings behind every year, and that actually built up, and it actually kind of hurt me. So I started figuring out, what can I do? And then I went to another medium. She told me what's going on with me. I'm basically a large Coke, and actually everybody's got a straw in me, and they're sucking me dry because all they're doing is taking my energy away. And I wasn't getting anything back. Then I started slowly charging people a small fee for an actual reading.
Mm-hmm.
Then things started balancing. I started feeling better. I wasn't really being taken advantage by so many people anymore. Only a certain amount of people were coming to me. And I tell you what, it kind of got rid of the actual, I call them kind of like, they're vampire psychics. I mean, they're kind of vampires. They kind of suck the life out of an actual psychic. That's what I was feeling. I was being, you know, all my energy was being sucked out. I wasn't getting anything back. Now, I know it was like a thank you and stuff, but it still wasn't the same thing. And so I started charging. Things started actually, you know, started getting better for my own energy, and I started feeling more comfortable. Then I started getting stronger, and my ability started getting better. So, it's, like I said, very interesting.
Yeah, I know you are an amazing psychic. The first time I ever talked to you was actually on Todd Bates' show, and you were able to actually pick up on my dead pet rat, Chalkly. You actually knew my rat's name, and there's no way for you to know that. We never posted about the rat. No one knew about my pet rat, and somehow you knew about my pet rat. So that was really amazing because you should not have guess that rat's name. It was not like a common usual name that you just threw out there.
And you know, Todd Bates, great guy. Actually, when I first started my journey, I actually was obsessed over my EVPs, and I actually went on the Todd Bates show and brought my information. He's actually in my book. He's actually one of the people that read my book. He's actually in my book, and I talk about how he actually gave me the information, how he told me what was happening to me. He said that I have an actual, in my aura, I have an actual crack in my aura, a bright light that actually energies come to me. Children, spirits, ghosts, they all come to me. They see this bright light, and that's why they come to me, because of that. So he gave me some interesting stuff, and I actually believe him. And he gave me some information what to do on some stuff, on some investigations, and I did that. And I'm telling you, it all worked out very well. So I had to say thank you to Todd Bates.
Yeah, that was amazing. I'm really glad we were able to connect through the show. It's been great knowing you all these years, and you are such an amazing psychic and friend. So it's been an awesome journey.
Well, let me tell you something about you, young lady. I've actually followed you for a very long time, and you've actually done an awesome job yourself. So you should give yourself a pat on the back. So you've actually brought some amazing people on your show. I mean, amazing people.
Thank you.
I mean, and I'm very, very I'm very, very thankful you bring me on the show. We always have a great time. I have an awesome time helping out your friends and family whenever they come on and stuff, and people that call in. I think it's wonderful, and I really appreciate. You know, one of the first shows I came on your show, my books kind of went crazy and broke records left and right from the first time I went on your show.
Oh, wow.
So let me tell you, you have a huge following all over the place, and I'm telling you, all my books broke records that weekend. So I was pretty blown away. That just shows you how many people you're reaching with your actual show. Wow.
Well, I did not know that, so thank you so much for telling me, Rick. I'm glad that, you know, you were able to generate that type of response from it. You know, that's what the show is about, getting great people like you out there, because, you know, you deserve to be heard more in the field. You have such an amazing ability, and you never cease to amaze me and my family with your gifts.
Well, I want to come out. Thank you. I want to come out and visit you all. I got to make a trip to California. I have to do this. This is very important. It might not be this year because I'm so booked up, but next year I'm going to actually put it on my list to come to California and invite you guys out to one of these events I'm going to have. I really want to do that. Never been to California. I think it'd be a wonderful experience. I just got to get enough people to come. But if I do get enough people to come, it's going to be a crazy event. It's going to be awesome.
Definitely. We would love to meet you. And I just want to say another thing you actually picked up on last time you were on my show, you said that I was sick, and I actually was. And again, there was no way for you to know that. So everyone out there, he has proven himself time and time again. He is amazing. So if you want to call in and talk to Rick, make sure to call in 619-639-4606. And I know we actually have some callers already, Rick, if you'd like to take them.
Sure.
I think the switchboard might be slowing down a little bit. That sometimes happens on our end. The internet is a little bit iffy here and there.
We're storming out here too. We're going to be storming all day, so you know, it could be causing some issues too. So,
well, until we take a caller, I know we were talking about your journey earlier. Do you want to tell us a little bit about your book, My Paranormal Obsession, One Man's Journey?
Yes, actually, it's got 108 reviews on Amazon. It's a five-star book. Whenever I first started in the paranormal, I actually started watching the Ghost Hunter shows. I'm sure everybody's watched that show. It started a crazy thing out there in this universe. But that show actually started me into the paranormal, and things just started happening for me. It was like I was drawn to the paranormal. Things were actually happening. Doors were opening. Lights were turning on. I could actually be driving down the road, and I could say to people, the seventh light is going to turn off whenever I asked it to, and boom, and it would happen. I would say, that door is going to open for me. Please, if the spirit's around, open a door. The door would open. I would ask the ball to move, and the ball would move right in front of everybody's eyes. So at certain points in my journey, I had the ability to get the energies to actually do things. So that was pretty amazing to have that happen. And then, you know, my biggest obsession in my first book is my EVPs. It was to a point where I was actually capturing 30 EVPs a minute. And the thing is about it, most people couldn't hear the EVPs because they weren't hearing the frequency I was hearing. In my left ear, I have a special hearing. I have an actual special hearing in my left ear. I hear a different frequency than my right ear. So I hear the very young energy, very young frequency in my left ear because of my Bell palsy I had. But in my right ear, I hear my regular age, my 53-year-old age. So it's amazing how I can hear a different frequency than everybody else. And the thing is it's right there. And I can have 50 people in a room, and they can listen, and all they hear is static. And then I can go over exactly what's going on with the audio, and then they're going to hear that audio. And I've tested this over and over, that it's there, what I'm hearing. It's not something that I'm making you hear. It's actually there. I've tested people, giving them wrong information, saying this is what's on here, what do you hear? They never hear that because it's not what's on there. Then I'll actually do myself. I'll tell them, hey, this is what's really on. And they'll all hear it. So it's an amazing experience to hear spirits from the other side. And I do this live on Facebook, and they actually come in on real time and actually talk on real time in some of my shows. It's actually so amazing to hear a spirit talk in real time. Or I might hear that spirit talk ahead of time, and then they actually end up saying something exactly what I said 2 minutes later in the show. So it is great. It's amazing experiences. I mean, I'm making more and more believers every day because of what's happening to me.
Well, that's amazing. You definitely do such amazing work. And where can everyone go and buy My Paranormal Obsession, One Man's Journey?
It's actually available on Amazon and Kindle. And, Amazon and Kindle. You can actually pick them up on Amazon and Kindle. And also, I do have these books at my events. Every event, I bring the books. So I usually give a few away, and then I do some book signing. So you can actually order them through me, too. I usually have a deal on them. If you're interested in buying and getting a signed copy, just get a hold of me through my Facebook, send me a message, and I will actually send you out a couple copies, signed copies, so which is wonderful, too.
Definitely. And I know we have to take a quick commercial break, but we'll be right back with more questions.
Yeah, and I'm able to unmute the mic now. I don't know what happened there, but yeah, we have some callers that we're going to be taking. Feel free to call into the show, 619-639-4606. That's 619-639-4606. I'll post the numbers and links to tonight's event, too, for Rick Wade as well in the chat room on liveparanormal.com. So it only takes a second to sign in, get yourself an avatar. We'll be taking your calls immediately after the break for Rick Wade. And everybody, visit on Twitter, @RickWade1. That's @RickWade1. Instagram, Rick_Wade. And, of course, on Facebook, Rick Wade, and that's W-A-I-D. So also, too, as you mentioned, his books, My Paranormal Obsession, One Man's Journey, The Awakening of a Seer. And as well, join Rick tonight at the Allegan Old Jail in Michigan for a ghost hunt and readings from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. So on PayPal and for more info and queries, go to rwade46@gmail.com. That's rwade46@gmail.com. It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. We'll be back with your calls right after the commercial break.
Hi, this is Dustin Perry, the Paranormal Rockstar, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with the most, Sophia Temporelli, only on liveparanormal.com.
Joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com. The only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
This is Christopher Sanders with my ghost story on Biography. You are listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli, weekly 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. on liveparanormal.com.
Hi, this is Professor Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com.
This is author Alexandra Holzer, and you're listening to Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli.
This is where all
That's right, it's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com. And I left the mic open that time, so sorry if you heard any clanking in the background, but just so it didn't mute again on us. Yeah, feel free to call into the show, 619-639-4606. That's 619-639-4606. I'm going to bring in Psychic Rick Wade, remote viewer, and bring his line open. And good, everything's working now. So we have Sophia, we have Rick back on the show. I'm going to go ahead while the mic's open, too, and we're going to take some callers here. So we have a 512 area code, Texas call in, and it's trying to unmute. Hi, 512 area code. Hi, what's your name? Yeah, hello? Yeah, 512 area code. Oh, they might be listening in, and they're just listening in at work or something of that type. Let's try here. We have a 917, and that's a New York number. Let's see, 917. Hi, what's your name? Huh. It could be something with the phone lines. I'm getting a lot of, it looks like the chat room's down too as well. Let's see here. Sophia and Rick, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm here. I okay, think what happens is when you just
have a line
pick
of sight
a caller.
Too, so.
I think also what happens when my dad just picks a caller that it kind of startles people and then they might not say anything.
And they might. They're probably just listening.
Yeah,
I'm sure
Mike
that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told people in the chat room to call in and listen to them.
Yeah,
really
people, yeah, they listen
like,
in.
On my show, but if someone just, like, grabbed my call, I would probably freeze up. I'm pretty shy in general, but you have a very great personality, and I know I'm sure that really helps with readings, too, and being able to connect with people.
Definitely. You know, it's really interesting.
And,
as I connect with you guys, I want you guys, there's something that just came to me now. You know, sometimes I just get this stuff, but it's kind of weird, but something about California, it's going to be some big news in California. I don't know exactly what this is going to be connected to, but I think it's going to be something that's going to affect most of the state. So there is something that's going to be happening, and it might be this year. I'm assuming it's this year, but I just something hit me about California. Something's going to be affecting the state of California this year. So just remember this was on this show that I actually was picking something up about that, and it's something that's going to be affecting probably be most of the state. So it's something either going to be something, I don't know if what it's going to be, but I know it's going to be something that's going to affect a lot of the state. So I'm just giving you a heads up right now that that's actually was given to me. And sometimes I just get these feelings and these emotions, and they just come to me really quick. So I'm just giving you a heads up about that. I don't know what it is. It's not being given to me, but I know there's going to be something that's going to be affecting the state this year. So.
Huh.
Well, definitely.
Hopefully it isn't a hurricane or an actual earthquake, but I feel something is going to actually shake the state up.
Yeah, well, we definitely get wildfires from time to time, which the last one stretched pretty far across the state. So who knows? Hopefully something
yeah,
that like that won't
bad,
happen again.
It?
Yeah,
well, I hope
it
not too,
stretched pretty much from end to end.
And, you know, I did a show last night, and usually whenever I see future things, it's usually, I know it sounds horrible, but it's usually not a positive thing. And I don't know why that is. And it's almost like, it's just like when you turn on the TV and the news, it's always something negative. So I feel that this is going to be something like that that's going to be affecting the state. Now, like I said, I don't know if it's something to do with a hurricane or if it's something to do with an earthquake, but I think it's going to be something that's going to be really recognized. It's going to be something that's going to really affect the state. So that's what's being given to me. So, and like I said, usually this comes in within 2 to 3 months from the actual time I see something. So I'm just giving you a heads up.
Well, thank you for giving us the heads up. And, you know, with your abilities, is there anyone else in your family that has actually, you know, kind of shown signs of having an ability or been able to develop one as well?
Well, actually, my brother was able to read spoons. And the interesting thing about him, you know, before I actually started getting really strong with my ability, he said to me, he said, Rick, I'm going to pass my ability on to you. So he did something, and then I actually started connecting a lot more. See, my gifts were actually given, I think, from the higher person, and they were given from our brother and other people around that actually wanted me to have these abilities. So I think this was something that was given by many people. But I think my brother was one of them. I think he actually gave me his ability to do that. My sister has the ability to see. I can actually be driving down the road, and she can just zone in right then and see exactly what's around me. She actually has the ability to hold an object and see. But see, she's very, very, very Christian. She reads the Bible all the time, and she just don't know if it's good or bad. She actually is kind of, you know, wondering if it's good or bad to be able to have vision, to be able to see. But I think it's 100% good to be able to help another individual move on from the pain they have inside. I mean, that cannot be a negative. I don't care what anybody says. It can't be a negative. It has to be a positive to take an individual that's very sad over something and turn that individual into a happy person, and they can go on with their life. I mean, I think God would love that. I think God would want that. You know what I mean? I think that's very positive. Mm-hmm. And that's what I feel. My mom was able to read coffee cups. She would actually turn the coffee cup up. She could read the highs and the lows of the coffee grounds that are inside, the lightness and the darkness. She was pretty amazing and on target with her information. She could see things. I think it's just the way we use our gifts. I'm called a no-tool reader. I don't need cards. I don't need a crystal ball. I don't need any cups. I don't need anything. It just naturally comes to me. So I'm called a no-tool reader. So it's in the family. And my other sister has things going on, too. I mean, we all do have something, some kind of gift. And I think a mm-hmm. lot of people do have a gift, but they're scared. They're scared to actually talk to people about it because there's such a, shh, don't say that. Shh, you can't do that. You know, a lot of people have been held down. You know, they see things, they feel things, and they don't know who to talk to. And I'm glad I'm out there to actually help these people that are having these things going on. And it's getting easier and easier for psychics and mediums and seers, and it's getting more and more easier out there to actually say, yes, I can do this, because I think people are taking it a lot better now. Even some of the religious, even some of the actual churches I've actually talked to and communicated with, I've talked to some preachers and stuff, and they really feel what is happening to me and to others is actually a gift from God. It really is.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And do any of your children actually share an interest in the paranormal?
Well, you know, the thing is, I had a bad obsession, so, you know, I took away a lot of their time and energy. It's really kind of sad because, you know, I missed a lot of things growing up with the kids. You know, honestly, mm-hmm. At one point my son had on the door, please do not come in, Dad, because he didn't want nothing to do with me because I was so obsessed. If I took him to the park, I was constantly listening to my recorder. If I was going to some kind of outing with a family, I was constantly talking about ghosts and spirits, you know. So I actually lost a lot of time with my kids and family because of that obsession. So it wasn't all great. You know, there was some actual negative mm-hmm. things about it. And in my book, I actually talk about how the obsession took over and I almost lost my job and almost lost my family. And it was a scary situation. I had this horrible luck for a long period of time. And I got pulled over like 20 times in 1 year by cops. Never got a ticket, but I just got pulled over. It seems like I just had something on my back or something. Something was actually stuck to me where it was creating negative energy. I used to be able to win on a radio 24/7 all the time, all kinds of wonderful guests, trips and everything. I used to win. Mm-hmm. I lost all that. I wasn't having that positive energy until that one day that I feel an angel came in my life and told me, stop doing what you're doing. So like this total stranger knew exactly what was going on in my life, and I felt that was an angel that said, hey, stop doing what you're doing. And I felt I was guided from my actual EVP obsession to actually using the recorder to actually figure out about my new ability to actually see the future, past, and present.
Well, you definitely, you know, have come so far from the beginning of your journey to now. And you also have written another book called Awakening of a Seer. Can you tell everyone a little bit about that and where they can also purchase that book?
Well, you know, what happened is after my obsession with the actual audio recorder, I ended up using that recorder to actually see future things. So I said to myself, you know, this is what I'm going to see on my day. I'm going to start in the morning. I'm going to actually record on this recorder what I'm going to see, certain things I'm going to see. When I first started, it was like 20% on target. I was actually on target connecting with things. And, you know, an average person can be 20% on target. So, but after a while, I got to be 60%. And then I got to be like 90% on target. Then I said to myself, I'm going to go and actually try to do something with this. That's when I started joining big forums like Unexplained Mysteries, paranormal forums. And I would put like a post on here, let me see what's around you. This is what the book is about, me actually going from an actual paranormal investigator obsessed with EVPs to an actual individual seeing things, working on these paranormal and these psychic unexplained mystery forums, and actually reading people, reading objects, seeing where people live in Asia, or seeing where people live in London, seeing the actual surroundings where they're at. Whenever I'm here in my own basement in Michigan, going and actually working on missing person cases around the country out of my basement, not going anywhere. I'm actually talking about actually doing actual live events out of my basement in, like, for instance, let's say Texas or something. I'm actually doing this. I'm actually doing live shows, and they're there. They actually have a group of people that come there, and what I'm doing is actually reading people through the internet. And that's what I was doing. That's what this book's about, me actually working on missing person cases, me working on the smiley killer face cases, me working on other missing person cases, me meeting people in the paranormal world, me going to events. All this is the second book is about my experiences whenever I started getting this gift of seeing, how I actually started, how I actually connected with, actually, I think at one time, a serial killer that actually wanted me to read him. I mean, there's some interesting stuff in the second book. And I'll tell you what, it's a scary situation when you, this gentleman comes on the forum and says, please read me, but you're going to be freaked out when you read me. And then when I read him, I actually see him boiling something on the stove and him actually eating it. And as I look closer, it's actually blood. That's what I was seeing. And this individual got off of that forum and disappeared because I was like 90% on target with all the stuff I was doing for everybody. And this gentleman comes on and I'm hitting, and they all wondered on the forum, my goodness, was he a serial killer? And that's, it all went kind of crazy. But it scared me because actually I had my, you know, my name is Rick Wade. Rick Wade is my author name. Okay. I do have another name. My actual real name, I have my father's name is Wade, and then I have another name that I actually go by, my actual name I have for my job and stuff. I had a different name, and I had to change that name because of what I was doing, because of actual connecting, because serial killers, they are obsessed with psychics too, because they want to know, how are you seeing this stuff? How do you know this stuff? So they're a little obsessed too with an actual person that can actually see into their lives. So I actually had to protect myself and my family, and I used my dad's name as my author name. So I had to do that to protect myself. And many of the world do not know. They just think I'm Rick Wade. And it's going to get out pretty soon here. Pretty soon it's going to get out that I have another name. I have my mom's name that I go by. And then I have my dad's name that I go by. But my author name is under Wade. And that was there to protect me and my family at the time. This I never told you guys.
Wow. No, and you know, Empath Don Staggs, who's been on the show, he had a similar thing with a similar person, and it was somebody he felt had an ability, and it got really strange for him because it was similar to what you're talking about. Is there something that when you're hearing Sophia speak, is there something you're picking up on her or her direction?
Well, I actually didn't look, so... But I can actually look into her situation. Honestly, I do feel, as I connect with her energy, I feel there's going to be some stops in her journey for right now. It almost feels like she maybe needs to actually take a break. I feel like there's going to be maybe just a little bit too much of a pushing that's going on right now. It almost feels like she needs to actually maybe take a deep breath and relax a little bit. That's what's being given to me, something about taking a little bit of a break. And that's actually a positive thing, because I think if you push too much, it's not going to be as her journey is not going to be as successful. I can't even say that word, successful as it can be. I think we need some stops. I think we need some breaks in her actual journey. That's what's being given to me. And it almost feels like there's going to be some tension, and there's going to be some actual stops in her journey to where she might have to actually think and rethink about what she's actually going to go on with her journey. But I feel like there's going to be some stops. But that's okay, because there's always stops. I've had many stops in my journey, but I actually go around those stops. But it takes time, and it takes time and understanding what's going on, because we get stops in our journey for a reason. We get stops because we have to, because it could be not a positive thing for us. So that's just what one thing's being given to me about her actual journey. Also, as I connect more with her journey, it almost feels like there's going to be some kind of sponsorship. I feel sponsorship is coming her way. I feel there's going to be some people that's involved, and she's going to get sponsored. And this is positive, because you're not spending money out of your own pocket. I feel there's going to be some sponsorship coming her way. I think on her path, people are noticing, people are jumping on the bandwagon. But the thing is, I feel that there's actually going to be some sponsorship coming. And I think that's wonderful for her, because then she's going to have a little bit more freedom to do what she wants to do and do what she actually loves to do. So that's another thing that's being given to me, because I see money coming toward her. That's what's being given to me. Whenever I see money coming to an individual, it's either going to be sponsorship or there's going to be something with an actual a better situation with a job. But I do see something, and I hear sponsorship, so I think sponsorship is coming her way. So that's going to be wonderful. And it's hard to get anybody to sponsor nowadays. You have to have something that they're going to be interested in, that they can actually, you know, do good with sponsoring you. But I do feel some sponsorship is coming her way. So, and that's a wonderful thing. Also, as I connect with her energy, there's also, I do hear change, though. Something's going to be changing in her path. Something's going to be changing. It could be another direction, but I feel that it's gotten to a point where there's a stall, and if you don't change that direction, you're not going to get past that stall. So there is going to be a direction change in her energy. I feel that's coming, and I think that's going to be actually a positive thing, but it's going to be a point where I honestly feel, at times, she might feel a little down, or might be a little bummed about what's going on. So, but you got to get over that, because I think it's going to be a little bit more sunnier on the other side. You just got to get through the actual stops and through the actual pauses that's going to be coming in into her actual journey. So that's just some of the stuff that's being given to me. Take those pauses, take those stops, relax, take a deep breath. That's what I'm saying.
Well, thank you so much for, you know, taking a look into what you see and, you know, letting us know. It's always amazing to hear your insight, and thank you again so much for all you do.
Well, you're very welcome. And, you know, the thing that's interesting is, you know, you have an interesting energy. It's really interesting, because as I connect with your energy, it almost feels like you're not truly letting yourself out. You understand what I mean? This is what's being given me. I think you have a lot more to offer, but I think you're kind of stuck right now. It almost feels like you need to actually, you know, I don't know what it is. There's something here about your energy that needs to actually kind of explode a little bit more. I feel that you could actually reach a lot more people, but there's something here that's actually preventing you from actually reaching more people. And I don't know if it's something about you scared to move on, or you scared to actually advance, but I feel there's like you're stuck a little bit right now. That's what's being given to me. Maybe you're not sure what's going on or what you want to do, but I feel once you actually get through those barriers that I'm seeing, you're going to actually explode, and I got a feeling you're going to go places.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I definitely know what you mean. You know, I did start my radio show when I was 12, so it is hard, you know. I love what I do, but it is very hard, you know, growing up. I am only 20. I am an adult now, but it's still very hard trying to figure out the adult world and, you know, kind of finding your place in it.
And it really is hard when you start so young, even in the movie stars, when they start so young and they get older, it is a hard thing. It is a rough situation, and they really can't figure out exactly what they need to do. But I got a feeling you're going to have a few stops, but I think, you know, those stops are going to actually be removed, and you're going to be okay. But it almost feels like there's something here about inner confidence. I think you need to actually build a little bit more in inner confidence. I think you have more to offer than what you even know. And that's the thing. You know, once you actually believe more in yourself, I think you're going to do really great.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I know how that is. I overthink a lot, so that is definitely somewhat of a large barrier. I get that trait from my dad, so thank you, Dad. But yeah, it's definitely very hard to kind of slow down the thought process and actually take a step back and do things.
And also, I don't know what this is, but, you know, I feel a connection. I don't know. It almost feels like you're going to be seeing I almost feel like there's going to be some kind of rainbow connection with you. There's going to be some rainbows in your life or something, but I feel like there's some kind of connection with rainbows. So I want you to pay attention because it seems like rainbows are going to be shown to you a little bit more. And that's actually a positive thing. So I don't know exactly why they're being shown, but I love every time a rainbow comes in my life, things change for me. They give me a positive. So I feel that's going to be actually coming in your life. I don't even know if you guys get rainbows out that way. I don't know. I know we get a lot of rainbows here, but, you know, I don't know how the weather works out in California, but I'm sure you'll probably get rainbows because you're right there by the water.
Yeah.
And stuff, but I think rainbows.
We got
rainbows.
One,
saw one, like, yeah, 3 days ago.
A week ago, I think.
Oh, did you?
It rained here. It's been
window.
Raining a lot.
Okay, well, there's a connection to rainbows. I was feeling it. So.
Yeah, I was kind of making fun of my dad a little bit. I found out he's extremely Irish, so I felt like that was his calling card.
Well, maybe that gold is at the end of the rainbow. Really is, you know what I mean?
I keep telling him that.
Huh. Well, you know, honestly, what we ought to do is, I need to come out, like I said, out to California, and maybe we could do an actual show out there and do an event out there. And I'm telling you, I think it actually would be wonderful. We can get some other people to come out, some other cool guests. You guys ought to do like a big party. You know what I mean? You guys ought to do, I mean, all the people you guys had on your show, you ought to do one big show for a few hours and invite all these people. We all come there, we hang out, and do a big bash, man. That would be cool, wouldn't it?
We've
definitely
talked about
that would be
that,
a lot
actually.
Of fun.
Huh. Wow.
Have you been talking about that?
Yeah, my parents have talked about doing something like that in the past. But yeah, that would be great to, you know, get together and just come together as a community. So that would be a lot of fun. I do know we're coming towards the end of the show, though. Is there any websites, upcoming interviews? I know you definitely have some events like the one tonight that you would like to promote.
Well, you know, I actually mentioned all of them earlier. You know, my big ones are going to be, my big events are going to be the Spook Show in Illinois, and then the Haunt the Town in Crown Point, Indiana, and then probably my biggest event of my career is going to be October 25th and 26th for my Halloween event in the Cabin on 360. And I'm telling you, I have a feeling, you know, even my last event at the old jail sheriff's house, there was like 3 apparitions caught on video and caught on camera. So the activity was amazing. I think pretty soon in the future, it's going to be so easy to be able to capture an actual energy that's actually going to be shown on your video, an actual apparition is going to be shown. I think it's getting more and more with the actual equipment that's coming out there and the way things are actually opening and thinning. I think there's going to be way more activity. Pretty soon we're going to have direct connect with the other side. I feel that's going to happen in the future. Direct connect. We're going to ask questions and we're going to get direct connect answers back. So I think that's going to be wonderful. It's coming. People, be prepared. It's coming.
Wow.
Totally.
Well, thanks, Rick.
I want to thank you so much for coming on today, Rick. It's been great talking to you as always. I definitely would, again, love to have you back on in the future. And, you know, have a great time at the event tonight.
Well, the storms are rolling. Thank you very much. I can hear them outside. They're like crazy.
Huh.
And thank you.
I'm sure
that
drives me a lot of energy.
Oh, yes. So thank you guys very much. I appreciate it. Congratulations again for Big 8. And like I said, I feel you got some new directions coming. And I think you're going to actually take off once you actually build that inner confidence.
Well, thank you so much, Rick, and, you know, thank you as always for everything you do, and I will talk to you again, hopefully very soon.
Tell Mom I said hi.
Will do. Thanks, Rick.
Definitely, Rick.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Rick. Yeah, and always, you know, the hour flies by when you have Rick Wade on, and I know we had some glitches and things, but I want to thank Texas and New York. They could have possibly been listening in, but thanks for their calls too as well. But fantastic show today, Sophia.
Definitely. Rick is such a great guest. I want to thank you all so much for listening. It's been an amazing 8 years and, you know, to many more awesome shows. Thank you all for listening. The show definitely would not be possible without all of you, and I will talk to you guys again next week. Bye.
Yeah, because next week, and I'll get to that in just a moment, but, you know, to start off, just Rick Wade, everybody visit on Facebook, Rick Wade, of course, last name W-A-I-D. So Rick Wade on Facebook, Twitter at Rick Wade 1, that's at Rick Wade 1, and on Instagram, Rick underscore Wade. And, of course, tonight, join Rick tonight. The Algin Old Jail in Michigan for a ghost hunt and readings from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. So on PayPal or for more inquiries, go to Rick, it's going to be his personal. So contact him, rwade46@gmail.com. That's rwade46@gmail.com. And upcoming next Saturday, we have, of course, 8 years of broadcasting for the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli. So congratulations, Sophia. She'll be joined with White Phosphorus Pictures owner, Montauk Chronicles producer, History Channel's Dark Files host, and upcoming host talent of Travel Channel's Strange World new series, Christopher Garitano, will be on the program on the 8th, next Saturday. And we have other people securing their dates for the shows coming up as well. The Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com. We'll see you next week.
Hi, this is Debbie at Xeon Ghost Adventures. You're listening to The Ghost Host with your host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
God bless you all.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on LiveParanormal.com and History.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com. The only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interactive Media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.